patient name, Elizabeth Tompkins. This is a 58-year-old married Caucasian female who presents with chief complaint of anxiety and depression. The patient has a history of anxiety and depression, but it worsened around 8 years ago when she developed hyperacusis. She was in a very stressful job at Con Edison. She was exposed to very loud noises over 30 years. Additionally, she had misaligned vertebrae. Both could have been contributing factors to her hyperacusis. The hyperacusis affected her life in that she can't even listen to music anymore. She can't go to movies. She can't go to gatherings. So it is difficult to gauge whether she is anhedonic or not. She feels bored and frustrated. She also feels sad. She says her sleep is horrible at night, but once she falls asleep, she is hypersomnic and will sleep 12 hours. She feels she is not getting things done and used to be a type 1A personality. She feels tired and exhausted all the time. She used to enjoy reading but has had to decrease it since getting LASIK surgery because she can't see very well. She listens to audiobooks at a very low level. She has no appetite, but manages to eat things that don't create a lot of noise and are not crunchy. She reports psychomotor slowing. She does not have any current suicidal ideation, but admits to having them in the past. She has never had any active suicidal ideation, mostly passive, and has not had any suicide attempts. She reports that the hyperacusis is still pretty bad. There is no treatment for it. She's tried hyperbaric oxygen, Reiki, acupuncture, homeopathy. She's seen 5 ENT doctors and a neurologist. Her current psychiatrist retired. She has been on fluoxetine, 40 milligrams once daily, bupropion XL, 150 milligrams PO daily. Additionally, she is on medical marijuana for anxiety. She had to completely change her lifestyle and is now socially isolated. She was always physically active, but is unable to tolerate most sports because they tend to be loud, or she can't go to the gym. Past psychiatric history, the patient has a history of depression and anxiety, I've already mentioned. She has been on Xanax in the past. Family history, unremarkable. Substance use, none. Medical. She suffers from chronic migraine headaches, for which she receives both Botox for the skull and neck. Her cholesterol is high, but she couldn't tolerate statins. She got cramps in her legs. She has elevated liver enzymes. The patient has no known medication allergies. She has environmental allergies, which can lead to asthma, for which she takes Primatene Mist. She is only on Zyrtec 10 milligrams once daily besides her psychiatric medication. Surgical, patient had a cholecystectomy. Social, she is married 27 years. She has a son 25 and a daughter 22. Her daughter lives in Nashville. Her son lives at home with her and her husband. The patient is on disability for the past 7 years. She stated for the first year that she was out on disability, she cried for a full year. She's only able to travel to very quiet places. She's able to have a friend or two over, but she stated many people don't understand her disorder. The patient has never been manic or hypomanic. She has no obsessions or compulsions, no reported trauma. She stated that she worries often, she paces, she's jittery, and she can't shut her brain off. She'll get so anxious that she gets nauseous and has dry heaves. Developmental, the patient was born with the umbilical cord around her neck. There were no further deficits following birth. She fully recovered. She met her developmental milestones on time. She's a bright student.